This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It crushes me to say that even I am losing faith that these important institutions that are supposed to be above the politics of the day are now being corrupted. And that's what we're seeing out of our United States Supreme Court.
You think the Supreme Court is broken, in your view?
I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions.
Yet another institution broken.
Ha ha, you broke my Batmobile.
Broke? Or made it better.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If we allow Supreme Court nominees to lie under oath.
Not the earth, another earth.
Because elections do matter. If Hillary Clinton had been the president, yes, we wouldn't be sitting here having this horrible outcome in our country.
And saying, look at me, listen to me.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. In the midst of all the multiple catastrophes that are being visited upon us by the Biden administration, sometimes we overlook the catastrophe that's going on at the southern border. It's just amazing. The southern border is being erased. It's a nation without borders is not a nation. Look what happened to the Roman Empire, among many other historical calamities that have occurred. And that's what's going on right now. And Biden, as we continue to be invaded by these indigents who have no skills, no English, some terrorists are getting across the border. Biden doesn't care at all. He doesn't even visit the southern border. He's very, very concerned about the Ukrainian border, as he keeps funneling more and more money to Ukraine to continue this disastrous war against the Russians, which is affecting our economy, and it's causing massive human catastrophes around the Ukrainian border. There are influxes of refugees all across Europe, and he's very concerned about Ukraine, but not Mexico. And there was a good column today in the Daily Caller by Tommy Hicks. He's the co-chairman of the Republican National Committee, and I know him a little bit. I met him at the White House. He's a friend of my daughter's. He's from Dallas, so he's seeing it firsthand personally. And he was at the border this week, and he wrote about it, and he says if Joe Biden cared, he'd be there too. His Department of Homeland Security just released its latest batch of catastrophic border numbers. So we wanted to just talk to him because we don't want to let this go unreported day after day what's going on down there. So Tommy Hicks, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Good to talk to you again.
Well, Howie, good afternoon. Great to be with you. You have a great family, and you're right. I was just down in South Texas last week, and what we're seeing is a crisis that we've never seen before. 4 million people, estimated, have come across our border illegally. 15 people on the terrorist watch list were apprehended that we know of last month. 100,000 people plus per year are dying of fentanyl overdoses. That's more people than who died in the Vietnam War or the Korean War. Put it into perspective. It's a crisis.
Right now, I think more people are dying of fentanyl overdoses every day than are dying of COVID. And yet, you know, we're being told COVID is still this national emergency, and Biden is talking about a second pandemic and all this. I mean, this is the big problem, problem right now in the United States. This is the invasion Americans are worried about. This is killing more Americans than the Russians are killing in Ukraine.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And we all know somebody or have family members who've been touched by the fentanyl crisis. But if you think about it, 4 million people, like that's more people than live in 23 states, the five territories, and Washington, D.C. combined. That's a lot of people. And we can't handle that. And all Joe Biden and his administration had to do was follow the law. And they didn't do it. They don't care. They really don't. They do not care about following the law.
I like this line that you mentioned. It really puts it in perspective. In former President Donald Trump's last full month in office, only 17 illegal immigrants were released into the United States. This May, Biden cut loose more than 21,000.
It's incredible.
And he's sending billions to Ukraine, but as you also point out, the Biden administration has spent $72 million of American taxpayer money specifically to stop building the border wall, to stop this influx of welfare recipients, criminals, gangbangers, and fentanyl dealers.
Look, the Biden administration is inept at best, and so we left $82 billion worth of equipment in Afghanistan in that botched and tragic withdrawal. And so then we go send $54 billion to Ukraine, but we're ignoring our southern border where, again, 4 million people estimated have come across illegally just in the last 18 months. It's incomprehensible what's going on right now. And guess what? The American people get to go to the ballot box in November and make a decision to change course. And it's going to happen.
You know, I think we all agree that they believe that importing a new underclass is going to benefit them over the long haul. But, you know, it doesn't seem to be working out that way, certainly not in your home state of Texas. First, they were losing municipal elections. Now they're losing congressional special elections. Everybody is up in arms about what's going on across the border. And Texas is a border state, but all 50 states are border states now, aren't they? Maybe not Hawaii, but every other state is a border state.
Well, I'd say, yeah, all 48 states in the continental U.S. are border states, and that's 100% accurate. And I'll tell you one thing that's really exciting as a result or relates to Republicans is, so I was in South Texas last week, McAllen, Texas, within 6 months of Joe Biden being elected, he won McAllen by 17 points. We had a Republican mayor win there. We've got a great candidate for Congress, Monica De La Cruz, who's going to win and be a Republican representative from that district. We've got another one.
Oh, she's going to be she's running against Cuellar, right? Henry Cuellar?
No, that's Cassie Garcia.
Okay.
She's going to win, too. And Cuellar is actually the only Democrat who's pro-life and pro-strong border, but he almost lost to
an acolyte of the squad,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And so we've got these great Republican women running in South Texas and across the country who actually stand for the values that all of us believe in: liberty, freedom, prosperity for all Americans. And so what the RNC is doing right now is opening community centers to build relationships with people, not just ask for their vote right before the election, but build relationships and explain exactly what we stand for as Republicans. And that's going to end up generating a historic opportunity for us to convert voters for a long period of time. And by the way, like Virginia, everybody's focused on that. Glenn Youngkin, great governor. We won 55% of the Hispanic vote in Virginia. Just think about that.
Well, all the polls I see, the Hispanic polling number, the favorability numbers are lower than the white favorability numbers for Joe Biden, believe it or not. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, what's happened?
Well, it's a massive realignment. The Republican Party is the party for the American people. It's plain and simple, and we're excited about this. We're going to go do our job. We're going to get people elected to Congress. We're going to have a great platform onto which we elect a president in 2024. And that that Republican Congress and that president is going to work for the American people, not the special interests on the left coast and the east coast.
How do people are texting me, Tommy, and they're very very skeptical and cynical about national Republicans. You know, they don't have much confidence in the National Republican Party. What can you do to reassure them that it'll be different the next time, if the Republicans take over both houses of Congress in the fall?
I'll tell you one thing, Howie. The RNC right now, under the leadership of Chairman Ron McDaniel, is the most litigious RNC in the history of our party. We have to fight the old-fashioned way. We have to fight hard against the Democrats. But what we're seeing across the country is people who are getting elected as Republicans are a different brand of Republicans. And it's really exciting. These are people who want to fight for the everyday American. And, you may be different in Rhode Island or Maine than you are in Texas. But when you are a Republican and you run for office and you get elected, you're going to be fighting for your people. And I'm so proud to be part of this party. We are fighting hard for all Americans.
I don't know if you saw the poll today, Tommy. Fung, Alan Fung, I think his name is. He's the former mayor of Cranston, Rhode Island. He's there's an open seat down there. He's running ahead of all the Democrats, including some real wacko liberals like Magaziner, who was in, the Clinton administration. You know, it's pretty amazing. There hasn't been a Republican elected out of Rhode Island to the House for 30, 40 years.
Well, I hadn't seen that poll. That's great news. I'm not surprised, I got to tell you. But I'll tell you one thing. You know, in Maine, the guy who's running for governor, Larry LePage, who was governor.
Paul LePage.
You're right. Sorry. But 85% of his donors are first-time political donors for the first time in their lives. So that shows a new level of enthusiasm for Republicans who are going to go represent all Americans.
So if people want to learn more about the RNC or what they can do for you guys, we tweeted out your column in the Daily Caller. If you follow me on Twitter, you can get the column very easily. Where can people go to learn more about the RNC?
Well, first of all, thank you for that. Go to GOP.com. I'm going to be in Providence later this week. I can't wait to be in Rhode Island. We're excited about everything, but please go to GOP.com, get involved. Like in Virginia, once again, we had 100% coverage of poll watchers on election day.
I think the lesson of 2020 is you have to litigate these things before the election and not after the election, because they always claim you don't have standing. That was the problem after the election in 2020.
We need our people on the ground there to watch as every single ballot is cast and counted. And so we just want to encourage people to get involved, like now.
All right. Check out those polls, Tommy Hicks. It's pretty amazing what's going on. He's got a lead. He's got a big lead, too. This is not within the margin of error. He's ahead. I mean, I know he's run for office before, Fung, but this is a really good omen. If you could get a seat in Rhode Island, that would be amazing. Need some New England congressmen on the Republican side. Poliquin in the 2nd District in Maine. There's a guy in the
Bruce
1st.
Bruce is great.
Yeah.
By the way, it's going to happen. Just jump on the train because we got momentum. We got to keep it going.
All right. Thank you, Tommy Hicks. And a good column. I enjoyed reading it. All right. 844-500-4242. Are you sick of censorship on the internet? Are you tired of the woke agenda popping up everywhere you go online? There is an alternative. It's called Tusk, and it's free. It's the first of its kind free speech browser. Tusk, T-U-S-K, like what elephants have. Get it? Elephants. Republicans, Tusk, T-U-S-K. Tusk helps you take back control of your news feed from big tech. Tusk's features include links to your favorite conservative websites like Fox News, The Daily Wire, Dan Bongino, OAN, and, of course, Newsmax. When you log on to Tusk, you get the real news, not the CNN, MSNBC-style very fake news. Tusk is pre-configured with conservative sites. Those are the first sites you'll see in the morning. But if you like or have to check out a liberal site or two, like, say, in the New York Times, you can do that, too. And I'll say it again, Tusk is free. They won't sell your personal data. They make their money from ads in the newsfeed and sponsored images. Tusk is part of a new ecosystem of apps like Rumble and Truth Social. It's built by conservatives for conservatives. I have Tusk on my phone, tablet, and computer. There is nothing better. Get Tusk now at TuskBrowser.com. That's T-U-S-K Browser.com, and see what a difference free speech can make. If you hate censorship like I do, I know you are going to love Tusk. Check it out at T-U-S-K Browser.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. This is a great drink. You just take three shots a day, and you'll be feeling better and eat within 3 days. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which statement from Nancy Pelosi is the least believable? She was set up, she's a devout Catholic, or she didn't mean to push Myra Flores' daughter?
I'm going to say devout Catholic.
67% say devout Catholic.
All right. By the way, I was just telling Tommy Hicks from the Republican National Committee about this poll that just came out today. This is it's a Boston Globe poll, believe it or not, so you can assume it would be weighted towards Democrats, although it's run by Dave Paleologos, who's a pretty good pollster. Republican Alan Fung leads in Rhode Island's 2nd Congressional District. This gives the GOP its best chance to flip a seat that's been held by Democrats since 1991. 1991, and he's got 43% in each of the matchups with the Democrats, various Democrats ranging in support from 38.5% to 32%, and this is like a solid Democrat district. Obviously, it's in Rhode Island. However, in the second district of Rhode Island, only 34% of the voters said they approve of Joe Biden's job performance. 71% say he shouldn't run for re-election. This is Dave Paleologos, the pollster. He's been on the show before. I don't think you'll see magazine or inviting Joe Biden to Rhode Island. Where will Joe Biden be campaigning in the fall, do you think? I mean, if he can't go to Rhode Island, where can he go? Seriously. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, some of your texters expressed skepticism about the Republican Party, and I thought I'd say a couple of good words about it, National Republican Party. Number one, they have kept fanatic gun control from gaining the day. They stopped Merrick Garland from being a Supreme Court justice and allowed Trump to nominate a conservative justice. And they stopped Biden's Build Back Better plan.
With a little bit of help from a guy named Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat. But yeah, they did. They've stopped some stuff. But you know, the thing, people are just disappointed, Steve. Still, the fact that the Republicans controlled both branches of Congress and the presidency in 2017-18, and they just sort of rolled over when the Democrats were running the Russian collusion hoax scam on the American people. And Paul Ryan didn't help out at all with the border wall. He was a rhino's rhino. I mean, you understand why they're. I mean, everybody's going to fall into line to stop the radical agenda of the Democrat Party right now. But you can't blame people for being disappointed. You know, despite what you said is absolutely true, and they were all good points. But people want more than they've gotten. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I thought about it as, you know, a parent. We have two children who are in their 20s, a son and a daughter. I thought about it as a godparent of teenagers. I thought of it as an aunt of preschool children.
And a woman yourself.
And a woman myself. And the daughter of a woman. And a granddaughter of a woman.
May we quote you on that, Madam Vice President? She is the daughter of a woman.
She's assuming a lot right there.
She's the granddaughter of a woman.
I'm willing to bet that she's also the great-granddaughter of a woman.
You just keep going back as far as you want.
You guys better watch your microaggressions. We only have it confirmed by Kamala that she's the daughter of a woman and the daughter of a granddaughter of a woman. We don't know further back.
Up to this point in time, it's safe to say that anyone who's alive on Earth is somehow connected to a woman.
To a birthing person.
You watch your tongue!
And when you came out of the wound, you were welcomed into the world by a breath.
Wait. Beep, 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 beep. Back it up.
By a chest feeder.
Taylor, do you want to make the correction here?
Yeah. You said wound.
Womb? Okay. I thought I said womb.
That's going to be a next week's hate mail. Recording?
It's a wound after the birth.
Womb. Where is Mayor Pete, says somebody. Amtrak crashes around the U.S. I just saw a dump truck hit a train, or a train hit a dump truck, a rent near Kansas City. Meanwhile, there are more airline disruptions.
Yeah, like 700 this weekend.
But we're concerned about Ukraine. It's the only thing that the most important thing is Mitch McConnell said. This is why people are cynical about Republicans. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, said that Ukraine is the most important issue. I beg to differ, Turtle Boy.
Yeah, it would seem that we have some problems here in our own country. Looking around,
starting with the trains and the planes,
by the looks
and
of
the
it.
Baby formula and the price of gasoline.
I'm not an expert, but that's just what I see. Howie, are you ready for some hate mail on this Monday afternoon?
Yes, this time every Monday we like to check in with our fans because we have so many fans in all forms of media. Television, streaming, social media, radio, podcasts, print, every type of media. We're triple threats. And me, Grace, Taylor, Jared, everybody. And this is when we like to check in with and listen to our fans, what they have to say.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday.
Yes, and I think we have a really good batch of hate mails, and they take aim at all of us today. Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Warm weather is finally here. You can enjoy great food and cocktails on one of their patios throughout the Northeast. To find a location near you, go to 110grill.com. All right, Howie, let's start with a voicemail for you. This is cut one, please, Taylor.
Join a support group, Howie. The Trump presidency is over. It's 2022, not 2020. And nobody wants to hear you bitch about Donald Trump or Pence or January 6th. Move on.
She's calling you a bitter clinger.
You think I'm talking about January 6th? Am I the one who was going out there every other day on Capitol Hill and yapping about this and pretending that it's important? I don't think so.
You have been watching the live coverage of the January 6th hearings every day in your office, full volume on C-SPAN.
That is a lie.
You call me a liar?
Yes, in that case, I am. I have not turned it up one time. Sometimes
January 6th hearings and Gunsmoke sound a lot alike.
I'm not a Gunsmoke fan either.
The Rifleman.
Well, you made Taylor was enjoying some Boston Blackie today, and you made him turn it down because you said it was interrupting your January 6th coverage. And I thought that was kind of weird.
Boy, this is congenital lying going on here. I feel like I'm listening to Joe Biden talk about his dealings with Hunter on the international business front.
All right, now, Howie, you have been traveling a lot in Cape Cod, and you've been stopping at some restaurants and visiting some old friends. Some people have a problem with that. This is cut three.
Oh, goody. I hope we're in store for another 4 hours of Howie bitching about the cost of potato chips while grabbing free meals from one end of the Cape to the other all summer long.
Actually, I got two bags of Cape Cod chips for $5 yesterday at the Stop and Shop in Harwich. So I guess that'll be off the menu tonight, so to speak, when we do our Let's Go Brandon hour.
Oh, good, good. By the way, you have an article about Kamala Harris, and the top comment on the Boston Herald just said, "This is old news. Move on."
Well, how come they'd never read those quotes anywhere else?
Yeah, and I kind of feel like she's still the vice president. So as long as she's the vice president.
We've got new stuff. I mean, you just heard the new stuff about all those, the fact that her mother was a woman, her grandmother was a woman. You know, they do have something in common, though, all of them.
What's that?
They weren't aborted.
That is true. Howie, I don't know what this woman's referring to, really. So I don't know what caused this hate mail. This is cut two.
That was the grossest thing I ever heard. Absolutely horrible. You guys are, you know that, don't you? God, no wonder you kiss Trump's behind all the time.
I can't think of what we would have done that she thought was the grossest thing. Maybe it was police blotter.
It's definitely a man disguising his voice. It's not a woman.
Yeah.
It's Doreen from Seinfeld.
The high talk.
Where is Granny, by the way?
She never came back.
I miss Granny.
Yeah, I know. Howie, by the way, I keep saying by the way, we were talking about chocolate milk last week, and you and I got into a bit of an argument about it. And one person is showing their support for not just chocolate milk, but inadvertently throwing his support behind me. This is cut four.
I love chocolate milk. It rocks me good and hard, baby. I love chocolate milk. Give me another glass of chocolate milk, please.
He sounds unhinged.
I think he's putting something in his chocolate milk.
I know. He likes chocolate milk with a little...
Making black Russians.
With a little kick.
Exactly. Black Russians. Yes. That's what it's all about for him.
Someone on Twitter wrote, Carr is such a bleeping hack. He attacked a church group going to prisons to help mentor them. He's just a disgusting egomaniac. Howie Carr has had more cosmetic procedures than a reality TV housewife.
I don't know how many reality housewives have done, but I don't think I'm up there with them. But what's wrong with me? How do you think I retain this beautiful face of mine?
You do get a lot of compliments when we're on the road.
Yeah, people say I look young.
Yeah.
Or they say I look younger than my age. Let me put it that way.
Another person on Twitter wrote to the Boston Herald, "You're despicable. Howie Carr gets a voice from you. Nothing but a two-bit rag."
Well, what isn't a two-bit rag these days?
Someone should inform that Twitter person that that's not the only place Howie Carr gets a voice from. Your voice is everywhere. Let's also...
Hello!
Since you were just talking about all the compliments you get when you're out and about, let's play cut five.
Oh, you got to be kidding me talking about how skinny Biden is. You're the white version of Al Sharpton.
He hasn't seen me lately, has he?
Have you seen Al Sharpton lately? He's also skinny.
Oh, I thought he meant fat. I thought he meant the fat days.
He was a fat guy, and you were a fat guy. No, you're both
I think he rejects that characterization of him. Howie was pleasantly plump.
Now that I think about it, yeah. But Al Sharpton's face has collapsed. I mean, sometimes fat guys, the skin just kind of hangs off of them, you know, when they lose all the weight. I don't think that's one of my problems. But again, that's one of the cosmetic procedures I've had now that I think about it.
It all comes full circle.
See, you've lost track.
All right, well, listen up, Howie. You've endured plenty of hate during this segment, but Taylor, we got a little hate for you. This is cut six.
What's up with the way Tucker Taylor says yeah?
Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah.
He sounds like an elderly potato farmer in northern Maine.
Yeah.
It does have a weird yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How long did he record you?
And, I don't know. How many times do I say yeah in a day?
And then he had to to cut it all up.
See, now I'm going to say it like that.
I think of an elderly potato farmer saying, yeah. Is that what they're supposed to say? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get there from here.
One up there. Yeah. Way up there. Don't go down that road.
Thank you both so much for having me and for putting up with all of this hate. I think you're just spectacular.
You betcha.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you too. You stare at your alarm clock all night long. Around dawn, you finally fall asleep and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. Why couldn't I sleep last night, you ask yourself. But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible every night, just like I do, there's one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow.
Yeah, I love the pillows, Howie, and I love the sheets. I also have one of their really awesome mattress toppers, which just makes your bed so comfortable. But then on top of that, like you said, they have towels, they have slippers, they have robes. Their PJs are my absolute favorite. And so I haven't had an issue with any of the products from MyPillow. The quality is perfect.
And here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener's special page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you? Punk.
The Howie Carr Show.
And what about the idea of financial resources? Mm-hmm. Some form of voucher for travel, childcare services, other forms of support for people, for women seeking abortions in states where it's not legal, but they just don't have the means to go elsewhere.
I think you're asking a very important point, which is what are the details that are going to go into ensuring that women have the ability to actually travel without impairment. And we know that on this issue, women who have access to resources will probably be far less impacted by this decision than women who don't have resources. So this is something that we are looking at.
So many words, so little said. Women who have resources will be less impacted than women who don't have resources. And then there was Becerra, Javier Becerra, the HHS secretary. Listen to what he said about this today, about providing funds for birthing people who don't want to be birthing people. Listen.
We are working with supporters on the ground to make sure that we are providing services to women where we can. We are looking into everything, including assisting in transportation, something that HHS doesn't typically do.
Can you do that legally?
Talk to me later.
That's a big question, right?
I always tell my team at HHS, if you've done your homework, then we have no right to do mild. And so we're going to be aggressive and go all the way. And I would tell you if you're recording, so I won't tell you. So
this is all on the record, yeah. Mr. Secretary.
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
What, say that again?
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
Transporting women to other states.
I'm trying to think what the reaction would be if one of Donald Trump's cabinet secretaries had said that, basically making a joke of the fact that they plan to skirt the law, to put it in the most positive term there is, and he seems to be saying they're gonna not worry about any kind of laws or requirements about spending money.
Where do I get my travel voucher to travel outside the state to get menthol cigarettes and flavored vaping products and fireworks? 4th of July is coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fireworks were legal briefly in Massachusetts. Now they're illegal again. I mean, yeah. Do we get transportation? Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and plus, you know, when you're shooting off the fireworks, you want to celebrate with a cooling, refreshing menthol cigarette.
Because this is America, damn it.
A Cool or a Newport. Maybe perhaps a Bel Air or a Marlboro Green even, you know? This administration, I've never seen anything. I hope I never see anything like this again. And you know what? If something isn't done soon, no one will ever see anything again like this. There won't be a country left the way things are going. I mean, these people are utterly out of control.
Are these travel vouchers for travel on green energy vehicles only, or are these fossil fueled travel vouchers?
That's another point. And you know, why are they so concerned about moving birthing people across state lines? They have no compunctions whatsoever about moving illegal aliens to whatever state they want to move to and become wards of said state. They aren't enforcing any immigration laws. Why would they be concerned about enforcing any other laws to get abortions for their constituents? I don't understand it. What's the big deal? You know, if you're not going to enforce some laws, why do you have to enforce any laws? Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? I enjoy your show immensely. I'm an old Marine. Love the country and love your show.
Thank you.
Howie, in regards to this transporting people, it's all well and good, but I mean, I've been trying to go on a vacation that I go to this island of Anguilla down the Caribbean a few times a year, and I can't even get on a plane because I haven't got a shot in 2.5 years. Haven't had COVID, haven't had any issues. I'm as sane and as normal and as healthy as can be. And what are they going to do with women that, you know, they're not vaccinated, so they can't be transported from one state to another?
Yeah, if you want to, this is a good point, Joe. If they want to get a free ride to a state where they can get a free abortion, do they have to get vaccinated first? That's a really good point, Joe. Didn't Justin Trudeau say he was going to open up Canada to anyone who wanted to get, any woman who wanted to get, any birthing person who wanted to get an abortion? But I mean, I thought you had to have a vaccination to go into Canada. Are they going to waive the requirement?
Yeah, they were stopping the truckers from crossing
going
the
into
border.
The U.S.
Right.
Yeah.
So why open up the border for truckloads of women getting abortions?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make much sense, Joe. But then what has made much sense in the last 18 months?
Absolutely nothing. I'm in the car business, and cars have gone up in prices. Gasoline is outrageous, $1.82 to almost $5.50 a gallon here in Massachusetts. This is absolutely crazy. People just have to look at their wallets. Don't they understand what's going on? We're trying to be controlled.
I don't know. I don't know. And why is he talking about another pandemic, by the way? I mean, what is he trying to accomplish? How do you benefit politically, or how do you reassure the public when you're talking about another pandemic, especially when the first pandemic was so fraudulent and so overhyped and so overstated? And there was so much destruction done in the name of something that what turned out to be, in the ultimate end, not that big of a problem. I'm Howie Carr. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect when it comes